Now on the line, I have Karen DePerry. Is that how you pronounce it, Karen?
Yes.
And Karen, you are in Copec, right?
That is correct.
And you're trying to see if you can get a bike lane added to a construction project in Copec. Is that also correct?
That is indeed correct. That's part of the initiative.
Great. Yes. It's National Bike Month, so we especially wanted to talk to you because we're trying to do as many biking stories this month as we can.
That's great.
And so tell us what intersection or what road is this that you're trying to get this bike lane on, and give the details of the story.
Well, the town is obviously Copec, and we're a biking destination. There's a lot of people that come up here from the city to bike. We're only 2 hours north of Manhattan.
You're off, the trail runs through there.
That's the Harlem Valley Rail Trail, and by no means am I an expert on all of this. Fairly new to the neighborhood as compared to some of the folks who've lived here all their lives. I've, come up from Manhattan about 3 or 4 years ago and love it up here. It's great. Still work in the city. Every once in a while I go down. I was there today. And so it's very easy for people to come up, and then they get to bike the beautiful country roads. So it's a beautiful month for people to get out there and bike. So
you heard somehow that the town is has this new road project, and so you found out that how did this get started? How did you get your involvement in this?
Well, I first became aware of the issues surrounding the construction project about a week ago, after learning that the county was going to destroy about 22 50-year-old Norway spruces in the process. And the removal of the trees were really the subject of a public outcry back in October of 2009. But the homeowner was successful in demonstrating that there was no need to destroy the trees. And, that is, of course, until she found a fragging tape inadvertently left in the trees last month. So an emergency meeting was held in April. And the county said it needed to destroy the trees anyway, claiming there was like a sight distance issue. So, I mean, just so that your listeners understand, I mean, we're dealing with like a residential road. This is not like a 55-mile-an-hour main road like Route 23. This is like in the town. You know, it's like a neighborhood, with houses on both sides and, both sides of the street, little kids running around, lots of, little charming towns like ours have winding roads and lots of trees. Ours is no different. So I thought, geez, if they're going to remove the trees, that will only allow drivers to actually speed up around this natural bend in the road, and that kind of leads toward this dam, which is kind of the center of the main part of the construction project. There's a bridge that goes over the Rojan River, and it's right by a dam at the Taconic Shores. So I live at Taconic Shores, and this dam, which is actually very old, there's a bridge, which is even older, that goes over the Rojan River. So as people kind of come towards the bridge, it gets very narrow. It goes from like a wide open country road to like this little narrow turn that kind of has like guardrails on both sides. So I was worried that if they took the trees down, people would go even faster toward the dam. And I started asking, what would the design of it be? How are they going to make it better, and would they incorporate, anything with it? So I started looking at newspaper articles. Nothing mentioned anything about the specifics, only the dates and the detours. The project actually has been, quote, in the works for 10 years. And, people in Copec joke that the project might never even happen. It was never happening. It would always talk, but it's never happening. They would joke about it. There was never any discussion at all. So I think my guess was that time was running out. The county was going to lose the money if they didn't use it. And the bridge over the dam was becoming, extremely dangerous. And it's really just treacherous. So it
sounds like it might almost be too late to get a bike lane added to this project. Is there still hope for that?
Well, I'm a forever optimist. So, I was asking questions about people in town and if it had a bike path or a pedestrian path, and I was told no. I have two small children. I would not allow them to ride their bikes over to the beach at the Taconic Shores. You almost have to, hold your breath as you cross over the bridge and hope nobody is walking at the same time. So for me, I thought, wow, what a missed opportunity. Like, why wouldn't the county look to make, you know, a pedestrian path or a biking path over the bridge? You know, certainly they were concerned over blaming trees. You know, why not show the same concern for pedestrians or bikers? So, you know.
So there's going to be a town meeting tomorrow night, Thursday night, is that true?
There is going to be a town meeting tomorrow night, Thursday. We have invited the county. You know, you'd ask, like, you know, about timing and, you know, did the residents know what was going on? And, you know, I certainly didn't know. You know, I'm on multiple committees. You know, I sit on the Economic Advisory Board, and we're working really hard to promote Copaica's bike friendly. You know, it's a natural fit. We have the auction house. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yes,
you know,
the bike auction was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
I mean, it attracts thousands of people, you know, and this year they did a, you know, the old bikes, they did a bike ride. You know, we have beautiful views of the mountains, and we have the rail trail, like you said, and a lot of people have come here to bike. So the Economic Advisory Board has been doing, like, surveys and writing articles and reaching out to bike clubs to see what we can do to make Copaica more bike-friendly. And here this whole project is, you know. I mean, it's even a team of volunteers working to extend the rail trail. So it would go from Wasaic to, like, the Conic Hills, the school. And we're trying to raise money to tap into the grant that's already in place. All we have to do is raise money in order to tap into it. I mean, imagine taking the train to Wasaic and then biking straight to Copaica. It'd be awesome. You know, so there's a lot of effort around, like, revitalizing the town center. Today we have the clock just came back after, you know, from Kansas. We have this clock, which is like the symbol of Copaica. It's this beautiful, like, 70-year-old clock that went out for a huge restoration, all on donations, and it just came back. And so there's a real effort here, like, among the citizens to help revitalize the town. And many people think the way to do that is with tourism, especially bike tourism. So basically, you know, the thought of a $5 million plus construction project not incorporating any feedback or vision made me really angry. So, you know, why didn't the county care to ask what Copaica's vision was? You know, it turns out, you know, maybe they did ask 7 years ago. 7 years ago, there was a public information meeting on this project. 16 people attended.
And was there any talk of a bike lane at that point?
No. I mean, you know, a lot has happened in 7 years. You know, the world is like a totally different place.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess gas was not probably a 4.15 a gallon.
Exactly. You know, and Copaica is a totally different town than we were. I mean, we have, like, Conservation Resource Committee and, you know, Around the Clock Committee working to revitalize the town center, and Friends of Taconic State Park to help, you know, ensure that our parks are there for our children and our children's children, you know. And so there's a lot of people working all for the common good of Copaica. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think the county dragged their feet, and now they have to rush. And they don't want to lose their funding. So because they have to rush, you know, they're going to shove whatever they want down our throats, basically. They're just going to push right through. And so we started writing letters, making calls, urging the county to apply for green light certification. Green light certification is basically a New York State Department of Transportation initiative that recognizes, this is a mouthful, leadership in transportation environmental sustainability. I don't even think sustainability was a word 7 years ago, right? It's a mouthful, but it's basically to encourage construction projects like this to work with communities collaboratively. So they take into consideration, like, the environmental impacts of the construction and, of course, to review, like, the natural resources surrounding the project. So irreparable damage, like destroying 75-foot trees, isn't done. I mean, this project is being done over the Rojan River, you know, so all we want is for them to pause for a second and answer our questions. We might be happy with what they have to say, you know. We don't want them to lose the funding or completely halt the progress. I mean, this is a project that goes all the way down, you know, several miles to 23. We just want them to apply for green light certification so that they have to work with our communities to ensure that our concerns are addressed. I mean, think about it for a minute. They're about to embark on a 10-year-long project without any public input, if you discount the 7-year-ago meeting with 16 people, stop all the traffic from proceeding to the center of town for 6 to 8 months. So if you think about it, We're talking about a town that already badly needs all the business, and now we're cutting the traffic off to it. We're diverting the people all the way out of town because we have this detour. And, you know, when you're in the country, you know, there's not a whole lot of roads in the same place. There's only one or two roads, right? So how do we expect people to find their way to the deli or to our gas station? Or will they opt for something easy to get to? And as a member of the Economic Advisory Board, I think it's going to be really a huge impact on those businesses. And what for? Some new pavement and a bridge that won't fall into the river? But if we could come away with, you know, from the project with real benefits for future growth, like a bike lane, like a bike path, then all the phone calls and all the urgent requests would be worth it, right?
Yes. So we're coming up against our news at 6 o'clock here, but why don't you go through one more time, give all the details about the meeting tomorrow night, where, when, and how, so maybe people come out and they can voice their opinions on this, whatever they have, whatever their opinions are.
Oh, please do. Come down to the Copaic Town Hall. It's tomorrow, Thursday, May 12th at 7:30, and we hope to see you there.
Great.
Cheer us on.
So is it a public hearing, or is the regular?
It's a regular town board meeting. And there's going to be lots of people there, and we've invited the county to answer our questions.
All right. So thank you so much, Karen DePerry.
Karen DePerry.
From Copaic, for calling in and telling us about this proposed bike lane for this construction project in Copaic. Thanks for telling the story.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Have a great night.
We'll be right back with the news in a second on the WGXC Afternoon Show.
A stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.